time for The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown. Tackling the controversies, engaging the culture, challenging the status quo, and taking your calls. Dr. Brown is the director of Coalition of Conscience and president of Fire School of Ministry. Call now at 866-34-TRUTH and get into the line of fire.
There is a controversy that I've not weighed in on yet that I actually had no particular interest in talking about in a serious way, but enough is being said, enough is coming up, that I want to ask the question today, find out what you think. Do you believe, personally, that President Obama is actually a Muslim? Do you personally believe that President Barack Obama is a Muslim? Michael Brown, thanks for joining us on the Line of Fire broadcast, 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-348-7884. Email me directly at Dr. Brown, Dr. Brown, at askdrbrown.org. There was a quote that began circulating late April through Israel Today News. According to Egyptian Foreign Minister Ahmed Abu Ghait on Nile TV, quote, "The American president told me in confidence that he is a Muslim." Now, many people believe that he is sacrificing Israel on the altar of appeasing Muslims, but do not believe that he himself is a Muslim. They believe his story that he shared, that he is actually a Christian, and of course attended Reverend Jeremiah Wright's church for many, many years. When he gave his speech last year in Cairo, it got my attention because of the Islamic references and even mentioning where the Quran was revealed, which is the way a Muslim would talk about the Quran, but still that could just be sensitivity to the issue. That could just be the fact that he spent years in Indonesia and studied with Muslims, was in a Muslim school, so he might speak that way just to be culturally sensitive. Others raised the issue, look, he cancels, you know, day of prayer, and you see him then in a mosque taking his shoes off and following the customs there. And then, of course, there's this famous sound bite, the slip of the tongue, which some say was very revealing, on an ABC News show some time back.
What I was suggesting, you're absolutely right that John McCain has not talked about my Muslim faith, and you're absolutely right that has not
Christian
come
faith.
My Christian faith. And, well, what I'm saying is he hasn't
it's
suggested that I'm,
right.
that I'm a Muslim.
All right, so was that an innocent slip of the tongue? Could be. Was there something more behind it? What do you personally believe? On the one hand, I don't like when people just say what they think, and they're going to believe what they're going to believe, and they're going to say it about our president or about other elected officials, about other people in authority. We need to be careful. We need to be careful making statements that may not be true. I'm simply asking your personal views. Now, in terms of stands that are taken, let me say this, and all of you that voted for Mr. Obama and are sensitive to criticism against him, if you've listened to me for any length of time, you know I'm not an Obama basher. Things come up every single day where you could go after the president, and when he used profane terminology in an early morning show with kids watching, that was very unbefitting for a president, embarrassing. I didn't mention that. The way the oil spill has been handled, I'm not a conservative talk show host bashing the president every day. And if you've listened to me, and if you're going to be honest about it, you know that I'm not a President Obama basher. You also know I have very little trust in the political system, and that the political system needs major reformation and change. But I consistently see things that concern me. For example, the fact that President Obama, the administration, is now sanctioning, backing a UN investigation, a council that will investigate what happened with the flotilla in going into Gaza as if Israel's guilty of some terrible crime. You know how many atrocities take place every week that get no national or international outcry? And Israel, again, just keeping a blockade to keep weapons out when their soldiers, their Navy men are attacked and fight back to save their own lives. Now there's going to be an international investigation. I say That is a bad move, Mr. President. Very bad move. And a further push away in Israel's face. But my question, do you personally believe President Obama's a Muslim? Yes or no? 866-34-TRUTH. Let me read a little bit from this Israel Today article. Things have built enough now that I want to get into this. Israeli officials say it's not Iran that is Israel's greatest threat. This is April 29th, 2010. Although Israeli officials publicly play down the crisis in relations between Jerusalem and Washington, privately, the language is much different. Sources close to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu describe Obama as a strategic catastrophe for Israel. Officials in the Prime Minister's office speaking on condition of anonymity to the nation's top newspaper see the Obama administration as a serious threat to the future of the state of Israel. On the record, Israel and the U.S. have a strategic partnership that is unbreakable, quote, off the record, the terminology is blunt, to say the least. This is Netanyahu, confidant speaking on condition of anonymity. Quote, President Obama and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton have drawn a clear line supporting the Palestinian position at the expense of Israel. It is insane. It is sick. Relations between Jerusalem and Washington are simply disastrous. The situation has never been so dangerous. This U.S. president wants to establish a Palestinian state at any price and then hand them Jerusalem on a silver platter. Netanyahu has repeatedly distanced himself from such statements, but commentators say the government speaks with a forked tongue. Israel's relations with the U.S. are at a low point, and Obama poses a danger to Israel, wrote Nachum Barnea in the nation's biggest newspaper, Yediot Achronot. The feeling among the Israeli public is that Obama is appeasing the Muslim world at the expense of Israel. And if, in fact, he told the Egyptian foreign minister Ahmed Abu Ghraib, who now reports this on Nile TV, the American president told me in confidence that he is a Muslim. The article states that could explain why Obama has instructed that the term Islamic extremism no longer be used in official government documents and statements. Whoa. I mean, he's not just calling it Islamic work, but Islamic extremism. No, that term is not to be used. Now, let me say this. If this Egyptian foreign minister is to be believed, he's not a trustworthy man anyway. Why do I say that? Well, because he claims he was told this in confidence, and now he's telling the whole world. So if he was told this in confidence, either he's breaking the confidence, or he misunderstood, or he's making something up. It's one statement. But I'm just wondering your own thinking. I posted this question, as I often do, on Facebook, and got a bunch of interesting responses immediately. Deborah said, no, but if there's a deep-rooted fear that he is, the fear is great enough to believe assumptions. Many are concerned that he will not be able to take an objective view regarding Israel and the Palestinian Authority. That is the main point of prayer. Reveal your purpose. Help us uncover lies and deceit, regardless of source. Will says he may or not be Muslim, but he darn sure is not a Christian. In fact, that leads me to one of the more wild sound bites I've ever heard. This was also linked on our Facebook website. I finally got to look at this. Tavis Smiley is interviewing a woman who is talking about Muslim terrorism, and he says one of the craziest things I've ever heard in my life, talking about who's a real Christian. You got to hear this. It ties in with our subject. It's not about the president. It ties in. This is insanity.
The people who are engaged in terrorist activities look like you and me. They look like everybody else here. Major Nidal Hassan, the military guy who in November shot 13 of his colleagues and injured 32. He's going to be on trial pretty soon, I think this week. The young man, Faisal Shahzad, in Times Square, who tried to blow innocent people that he doesn't know up. These guys are acting on conviction. Somehow, the idea got into their minds that to kill other people is a great thing to do and that they would be rewarded in the hereafter.
But Christians do that every single day in this country.
Do they blow people up every
Christians every day. People walk into post office. People walk into post offices. They walk into schools. That's what Columbine is. I mean, I could do this all day long. There are so many more examples of Christians, and I happen to be a Christian. That's back to this notion of you're idealizing Christianity in my mind, to my read. There's so many more examples, Ayan, of Christians who do that than you could ever give me examples of Muslims who have done that inside this country where you live and work.
Well, I think you and I disagree.
That's one of the most outrageous comments I've heard. Well, I'll get your take on that and weigh in when we come back. What do you think? Yes or no? What do you personally believe? Is President Obama a Muslim? We'll be back. Thanks for joining us on the Line of Fire, Michael Brown. Delighted to be with you. 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. Join the online discussion, askdrbrown.org. Click on the Line of Fire. We are asking a question that's come up on and off for a couple of years now, but one we've never focused on specifically. Namely, do you personally believe that President Barack Obama is a Muslim? You may have clear indications of his policy being appeasing the Muslim nations and standing against Israel in certain ways, or not showing the standard solidarity with Israel that recent presidents, U.S. presidents, have done. You may disagree with his larger policies. You may say, well, he professes to be a Christian. I don't think he's really born again. Those are all separate issues. Obviously, if you believe he professes to be a Christian, then you wouldn't say he's a Muslim. We're just specifically asking, not are his policies towards Israel bad? I say categorically, yes, with the rarest of exception. We're not asking, do you think he's a genuine Christian, but a more specific question, do you believe he's a Muslim? Again, quote that's getting more circulation now, the Egyptian Foreign Minister Ahmed Abu Ghait on Nile TV said, the American president told me in confidence that he is a Muslim. In Indonesia, where he comes from, he's often considered to be a lapsed Muslim. Before I get into that, and I've got a friend in the studio with me who lives in Israel, has lived there for many years, and I'm going to get his perspective on what the Israelis think. Yes, you heard in a clip before the break, Tavis Smiley on his talk show claiming that every day in America, Christians blow up more people than Muslims. And Columbine was one of the examples. Oh, yeah, so the Columbine killers, these demented, Satanized killers were Christians. Somehow, Mr. Smiley, as many have observed, has failed to realize that Muslim terrorists kill people in the name of Allah, in the name of their religion. Yes, others in their religion say it's wrong to do, but they are doing it within their religion with the support of many radical Islamic leaders. Whereas someone who goes and kills somebody in Columbine, first, they're not doing it in Jesus' name. Second, there's no connection between them and God. Third, for the most part, they're hostile to God. The Columbine killers singled out Christians to kill. Anyway. All right, let's go to the phones. Dan in Atlanta, thanks for calling. What's your take, Dan?
Hi. Well, I've thought for a long time that Obama is a Muslim. In fact, during the 2008 campaign, in an interview with George Stephanopoulos, he said quite clearly, he said directly, well, it's true that John McCain has not questioned my Muslim faith. And Stephanopoulos corrected him. He said, you mean your Christian faith? He said, yes, that's right, my Christian faith. That's, you can go to YouTube and that.
Yeah, Dan, actually, I played that clip earlier in the show, so we're absolutely in sync.
And there are other examples. When he went to Cairo, when he first became president and did that speech, he quoted, quote-unquote, the Holy Quran several times. And let's not forget, he sat in, Jeremiah Wright's church for 20 years, and that church is not a Christian church. Black liberation theology is not a Christian, does not preach Christian theology. That's black liberation theology. It's Marxist theology.
All right, so your point then would be a church like that could, say, have a Louis Farrakhan come in who's a black Muslim, and he could speak freely and be accepted in that setting, whereas someone who is maybe a white evangelical might not be accepted. So Jesus would not be the common denominator, but more a liberation theology. So since President Obama has been in office, has he done things that have further confirmed your suspicions, your concerns about being a Muslim?
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, after the Fort Hood shooting, look how he was so reticent to not call that an act of terrorism. Also, after the Christmas Day underwear bomber, he didn't want to call that Islamic terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
His guy, John Brennan.
Yes.
They're trying to wipe away the words terrorism, Islamic extremism. Brennan and Janet Napolitano, they're all trying to wipe away the terms terrorism, Islamic extremism. They're
right.
Doing everything to wipe all those terms out of our lexicon.
Right.
Why is that?
Right. And since they're not making an indictment on Islam in general, but calling it Islamic extremism, why remove that? Hey, Dan, I appreciate the comments and the sharp thinking. Feel free to take issue with what Dan said. Feel free to defend the president's Christianity if you like. I'm simply asking for your take. I am appalled at the president's Israel policies. And again, if you've been listening to me for any length of time, I am not an Obama basher. In fact, I'm going to be candid with you. I have tread especially careful because of all of the issues surrounding our current president and concerns that people are racially motivated and what they're saying back and forth. I have been especially careful to guard my words. I'm always careful in what I say, but especially careful so as to really only raise issues that I felt were relevant and hopefully gain the trust of people who might not know me, be they black or white, who might not know me, who might think that I was just against him because he's a Democrat, or against him because he's a liberal, or against him because he's black, or against him because of this or that. Whereas the issues here are always the issues. And if our president is a Muslim, it would affect his policies and his thinking, and it would mean that he was guilty of a deception of the country. So it is an issue in that sense. And it's something that I hear constantly and almost never talk about. So if you just get mad at me because you think I'm reacting to something, no, you need to think again. Let me just start to get into this with a dear friend from many years back, haven't seen each other for some time and reconnected, and he's with me today in the Charlotte area. Michael Murnane. Michael, you're from the States. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Boston area.
Boston. So those that don't believe him, just listen to the accent. And on and off now, how many years have you lived in Israel?
I went over there originally 30 years ago and at least 20 years living in the land.
Okay, and speaks Hebrew fluently without a Boston accent.
Without a Boston accent.
Okay, on the other side of the break, all right, Joey here, okay, our producer. Go Red Sox, go Celtics. No, go Red Sox. Do you get that, Joey? Go Celtics, yes, because I'm a New Yorker, which means that you always root against the California teams, okay? So to the extent I'm involved in this, I am saying go Celtics because they're competing against the Lakers. I just want to clarify that, Joey. Don't get carried away, man, just because I got somebody from Massachusetts here. We'll come back to the other side of the break and get your take as an Israeli in terms of the sentiments towards our president. But 20 seconds, how is it that you ended up in Israel? How did God get your heart for Israel?
Well, during my younger years when I was just really trying to put my life together and seeking God, the Lord just really spoke to me and simply said, I want you to live in Israel forever. So I was radical young and put on a backpack and went over there.
Wow,
that's how
it.
I got there.
Awesome. All right, friends, we'll be back. Is President Barack Obama a Muslim? Yes or no? Welcome back, friends, to the Line of Fire broadcast. Michael Brown asking a question that's sensitive, controversial. We always tackle the controversies here, but this is just one we haven't really focused on that much since Mr. Obama's been our president. Namely, do you personally believe he's a Muslim? 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. Again, the implications... The implications of this are large for two reasons. Not because every one of our presidents has to be a born-again Christian. I'm sure precious few have really been. Not because every president has to share certain religious values. John F. Kennedy was our first Catholic president. We've not yet had a Jewish president, but we certainly could. Mitt Romney would be a Mormon president if he ever became president. That's not the issue. The issue would be that, A, Mr. Obama has deceived the nation in terms of his beliefs, if he's not a Christian and is actually a Muslim. And B, it would really influence his world policies in a way that would explain why there's so much appeasement of the Muslim nations. Now, he absolutely does not have to be a Muslim to be appeasing the Muslim nations. I strongly stand against his policies against Israel these days. He could be a born-again Christian. He could be a Bible-thumping evangelical Christian, and I'd still differ with him, okay? So I'm asking a separate question, and we'll go to the phones in a moment. First, Michael Murnane, dear friend from the States, living in Israel 20 out of the last 30 years. Give me the general feel, and I'm simply communicating to you folks. I'm not, everyone, all of our friends listening, I'm not going on the President Obama attack today. I'm simply giving you a feedback, some feedback of how people feel. What's the general consensus in Israel about President Barack Obama?
Well, for a number of years now, all the past presidents have been extremely friendly to us. And all of a sudden, this president comes in and something different has happened. We feel very cautious of him and very afraid of his policies and things that he has said and have actually done that have brought great tension to the friendship. And we even feel his policies are very dangerous to us and allow for actually more terrorism to take place all the time.
So there's a feeling that he's not a friend of Israel?
We feel that he really would potentially throw us under the bus. He's not sympathetic. We feel no sympathetic feelings from him at all, really.
And what about the dissing of Prime Minister Netanyahu? He was at the White House for meeting with the president, and the president walked out on him to have dinner with his family and said, "You think about it." I mean, that was a bit of an international outrage. How was that received by the people of Israel?
We were shocked, but it's simply like a family member. All of a sudden, these issues coming up that were basically non-issues of some, you know, some of this happened out of just the starting of wanting to build some houses in an Orthodox Jewish neighborhood that would never be given back to, if there was a state, it would be never given back to the Muslims. So
this was not some disputed territory. It's not like they were going to smuggle people into Gaza and start building there.
No, this was an area that's already designated for the Israelis, and there was no contest in this thing. It was inappropriate, really.
All right. A little later in the show, I just want to ask you about daily life in Israel in terms of the fear of terrorism and how that affects families, security, that kind of thing. But let me go to the phones. Jeanette in High Point, feel free to passionately agree or disagree. I'm all ears.
Hi, Dr. Brown.
Hey.
Well, you know, here's the thing. We know from the history that he evidently, Mr. Obama, evidently did attend a Muslim school. And the Bible even clearly says, teach them when they're young, when they grow old, they will not depart from it. Mm. So, now whether he is actually a true Muslim, you know, we could debate all day. We'll never know it. But the thing that is so disturbing is that he is enormously sympathetic towards Muslims, that he has such a heart for Islam in light of what's going on. I would say that is so disturbing for everyone. That should be where we're concerned, especially for Israel, because, yes, his treatment of Benjamin Netanyahu was outrageous, and I think there are so many Americans that were horrified at how he treated and how he is treating Israel.
Got it. And I think the comments you're making are based on the facts that we have without speculating.
Yes, sir. You're exactly right.
Yeah, I'm asking for people's personal opinion, and you're saying, hey, we can all have an opinion, but what are the facts? And when you are raised in a certain culture, when you are raised, the schools you attend, the people that you know, it really does color your thinking, for better or worse, but it would be hard not to be colored by that. So, Jeanette, exactly. Thank you. Thank you for weighing in. I appreciate it so much. 866-34-TRUTH. Daryl in Ames, Iowa, thanks for calling in. Hello,
yes,
Daryl.
Hello.
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 You're on.
Yes, I do believe he's a Muslim, and to get off the subject, he's not doing too much for the United States. whether he's helping the Muslims or whatever, he's not helping us whatsoever.
All right, so whether he's a Muslim or not is not maybe the biggest issue to you in terms of your daily life here in America.
Right.
Got it. Hey, Daryl, thanks for weighing in, man. I appreciate it. 866-34-TRUTH. Now, look, feel free to call in and completely blast anyone who would not believe that the president's telling the truth in his Audacity of Hope book, where he talks about his own story and where he speaks of his Christian faith. Feel free to differ. Listen, I want to say this again. He may be a great president or a terrible president. My prayer, I ask God that God would make him the greatest president in American history, that the name of Barack Obama would shine in American history as the greatest president we have ever had. That is my prayer. I would love to see God do that. Right now, we're very, very far from that. Right now, I have grave concerns about his presidency, but I am absolutely wanting to see God bless him and use him. But you may think he's a great president or a terrible president. You may love his health care reforms or hate them. You may love or hate the other stands he's taking. You may love or hate the way he's handling the oil spill crisis and economy issues and other things. It's totally separate from the question of, do you believe that he is a Muslim? Bear in mind also, excuse me, that it's politically correct these days to be as tolerant of Islam as possible. As the Flotilla Choir spoof that I played last week said, the week before, will make the world think that the Hamas is Mother Teresa, or Mama Teresa, as it says there. So there is this notion, and it's not reciprocal. There is no major Muslim nation that is a devoted Muslim nation where there is the reciprocal freedom and tolerance and respect for the religions that Islam asks of for us. But if you want to be in a certain political mindset, Israel's the problem. Israel's the obstinate one. Israel's the one that stole land. Israel's the one that is somehow the terrorist in the Middle East. And the Muslim nations are the peace-loving ones that must be appeased. It's certainly the stance of our president. But let me say this as flatly as I can. I do not believe this has anything to do with race. We elected, as president, Mr. Barack Obama, with a Muslim, Far East-sounding name. We elected him as president, and I believe if he was doing a better job as president, the nation would be united behind him. I believe it has nothing to do with race, personally. All right, we'll be back. Welcome back to The Line of Fire. Tomorrow, I'll tell you what's coming in a moment tomorrow. Michael Brown, thanks for joining us. Do you believe President Barack Obama is a Muslim? Just getting your personal views, your opinions, 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. We've got links up for you at AskDrBrown.org if you click on The Line of Fire, including the unbelievably outrageous comment by Tavis Smiley, unrelated to this. When he tells his guests that Christians every day blow up more Muslims, more people than Muslims. But tomorrow, we've talked at different times about the place of the law on believers. We're going to talk about dietary laws. Dietary laws. Should Christians, Gentile Christians in particular, observe the dietary laws? All right, let me try to grab a few calls, and I want to go back to my guest, Michael Murnane, in the studio. Just get a glimpse of life in Israel. Daryl in Winston-Salem, thanks for calling.
Hey, Dr. Brown, how you doing?
I'm blessed, man. Thank you. How are you?
Yes, sir. Likewise. I'm doing good.
Good.
In reference to your question, if I believe that Obama is a Muslim or not, I personally don't think that he is a Muslim, but at the same time, I don't think he's a Christian either.
Got it.
From what I grasp, he would, to me, fall more along the lines of being a New Ager, somebody who kind of believes in everything, and there are many different ways to God, the way comes off to me. So, no, I wouldn't say that he's a Muslim, but like I said, I wouldn't say he's a Christian either. I think he would fall along the lines of being a New Ager.
Got it. And, hey, yeah, Daryl, I think you speak for many in that assessment as well. So thank you for weighing in, sir. I appreciate it.
All right. You have a blessing.
Blessing. All right, 866-34-TRUTH. We'll go back to the phones in a moment. Michael, you've raised three daughters, three children living in Israel most of the time.
Yes.
You haven't fought in the military?
No.
You would, if you're raised in Israel, though, you'd have to, correct?
Right, yes. My children have to go in the army, and two of them have... One, my daughter was just in the army, released last year. My son is presently in the army.
Okay. So that's something every Israeli parent has to deal with.
Correct.
So that they're really warmongering people. I mean, they love to... They're like really hawks, and they love to kill people, so they really enjoy sending their sons and daughters off into the military, correct?
Absolutely not, no. We do not want to send our children off to war. We would prefer to keep them home like everybody else. But the problem is, you know, they recently took a poll in Israel and asked the Muslim woman, would you send your children to be a suicide bomber? And 87% said yes, they would be pleased and blessed to have children just to be suicide bombers. So we send our children to protect us, because if we didn't, we would not be alive.
There's a statement that's been made that if the Muslims would put down their arms, there would be peace. If the Muslims would put down their arms, there would be no more war. If the Israelis would put down their arms, there would be no more Israel.
Yeah, Dr. Brown, that is totally true. I come from an outsider, born and raised here, and went over there in my early 20s. I see now that the Jewish people really want peace. There's nothing more inside their hearts to want peace, even with their Arab neighbors. But
they're worn out at this point.
Worn out, completely worn out. We're tired of sending our sons and having them killed there. They don't want that.
Got it. All right, I've got some more questions for you. Let me grab another call here. Tommy in Jacksonville, Florida. Thanks for calling, Tommy.
Thank you, sir. I just want to weigh in on President Obama, that if I understand correctly, that in the end time prophecy, it talks about Israel looking to the east, the west, the north, and the south, and couldn't find no help. And I always had a problem with that, saying that, well, the United States backed up Israel, so always would have somebody backing up Israel would be the United States. But now we can see we don't.
All right, so just on the larger picture, people are saying for the first time they could see how America could turn. Here we have an elected president who came in, was very popular, and yet has some very strong anti-Israel policies. So if, in fact, Zechariah 12, Zechariah 14 speak of all nations coming against Israel, it's not written in the Bible that America won't be one of them, right?
That's correct. And like you said, this is all God's plan. I talked to a gentleman before he got elected. I said, sir, the only way that man would be elected if God wants him, and I just can't help him. And sure enough, we see he got elected because in God's plan. And so I guess I sometimes have a hard time understanding we as the Christians. I don't agree with him. I will stand against it. But you can see God's plan unfolding, so I don't want to be anti-Christian by saying, well, no, what he's doing is wrong, but it's all God's plan. I mean, I don't want to, how do you say it? I don't want to say, well, I can't do anything about it because it's God's plan.
Got it.
Well, no,
yep.
We can do something. So.
All right. Hey, Tommy, thanks for the call. We got a break here. Certainly, we're called to do what's right. Prophecy will unfold as it unfolds. We're called to do what's right. Pray, believe, work towards it. And again, my prayers are for President Barack Obama to be the greatest president we have ever had. But we really need God to touch him. All right, we'll be back. Thanks for joining us today on the Line of Fire. Michael Brown, delighted to be with you. There's some interesting sounding weather outside in the greater Charlotte area right now where we are based, and reminds me of a story I didn't get to today. I may get to it tomorrow, the next day. What do you do with a headline like this? Six-story Jesus statue destroyed by act of God. Lightning strike. What do you make of that? We may talk about that the next day or two. And tomorrow, I do plan, unless something happens in the news that gets my attention, we're going to talk about Christians and dietary laws in the Bible. How do we relate? But as we've been talking about Mr. Obama, do people believe that he is a Muslim? My personal view is he's absolutely not a born-again Christian. He's absolutely not a committed Christian. And he has deep Muslim sympathies. Was he ever a committed Muslim? Probably growing up, it's possible. Is he a committed Muslim today? I certainly don't think so. Is he outwardly professing the Christian faith? It appears so, but again, it hasn't meant enough even to get him in a church service since his presidency. So I feel certain he's not a Christian based on his story and his life. I believe he has deep Muslim sympathies. Do I think he's the Muslim? I don't, but I have a big question mark, personally. Michael Murnane in the studio with us, friend from Israel. Just want to take, another minute to gain perspective on this. Just got a couple minutes before the end of the show. Living in Israel, growing up in Israel, do you see soldiers around a lot?
All the time.
Why?
Well, every night on the TV, we see the Islam nations and the Palestinians sit there and tell us they hate us, they want to kill us, we're on their land, there's no room for two of us. That never gets out. And that's all in Hebrew and Arabic. That never gets out. So we have to have soldiers there to protect ourselves. They can come into our cities, but Dr. Brown, if I went into an Arab town over there, I would be probably most likely... I would not walk out. They would kill me.
How many Arabs live in Israel?
About 2 million.
2 million?
Yeah.
2 million. What privileges do they have?
They have full privileges, full citizenship privileges, and they're considered to have the best level of economic types of things in the whole Arab world, except for maybe some of the super rich Yemen
and
countries.
And freedoms, they can go?
Total freedom. They can come in and out everywhere and anywhere.
What about being in the Knesset, the parliament?
They can also be in the Knesset. We have several Arab members there, and we have three or four of them, and they stand up every day and scream and tell us they hate us and we shouldn't be here and everything. And that's
right. So that, friends,
democracy.
That is Israeli democracy. That's what happens every day in Israel. And sadly, in the Palestinian textbooks, Israel doesn't even exist, and any mention of it is just to destroy it. Wipe it out. What about going into the mall, go shopping? Do you have security of any kind? You can just freely go shopping.
Every mall, every store that you have to go into, you have to be scanned, searched, almost like an airport type of thing. You don't have to take your shoes off, but they watch and check for everything.
And the reason that we don't hear about constant terrorist attacks in Israel, is it because they're decreasing or being caught?
It's now they're being caught because of the greater security from the past tragedies.
Right. So friends, let's keep our perspective on Israel right as we talk about these sensitive issues, and let us pray for our president, that God's hand would be on him and that he would be turned to truth. Hey, Brian in Dugway, we got 15 seconds. Yes or no about President Obama?
No. My personal opinion is that he was possibly born in the Middle East.
Got it. Okay, but not a Muslim himself. All right. Thank you, Brian, for weighing in. It's an interesting discussion to have, but what we are certain about is the policies, the stands, and the need to pray for our president. Tomorrow we'll take up controversial doctrinal practical issue. What about believers and the dietary laws? This is another subject that comes up of interest. Join us online, askdrbrown.org. Click on the line of fire. Back with you tomorrow.